Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today, talking now superstitions. Talking stereotypes. Our question, what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype as we head to Florida? A man in Florida has been arrested after stabbing a bull shark and what has been called an egregious case of animal cruelty by Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation officers. Do we have any idea why this guy would stab a bull shark?
Well, one, he's from Florida, but okay. I did read why he did it. His personal justification for this.
Zane Garrett, 26 years old, stabbed a bull shark repeatedly in the head near Key West. The video quickly went viral and prompted anonymous tips as to who the character was in the video. Garrett, who was listed on Second Nature's Charter's website as a boat captain, does not hold a proper captain's license, a fact confirmed by wildlife officials. Now, after the tip, they tracked the video to Garrett via a poster and interviewed him to find out what's going on. And Garrett said, yeah, that's me. Now, initially, the views of the man came to light. He claimed his actions aimed to deter sharks from stealing his catch. And basically, as he said, the reason that he stabbed this shark was an act of revenge because the shark had eaten one of his fish that he was reeling in.
Which is what happens when you're in the ocean with sharks. Yeah.
When I asked why he stabbed the shark, if he knew that it, why, he admitted it was more for revenge because this one particular shark had stolen his fish and was a nuisance and had done it many times. I asked Mr. Garrett if he thought that the repeated blows would eventually kill the shark, to which he replied, no, I know for a fact it takes a lot more to kill a shark than a couple strikes to its head. Our question, what do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROD.
Did the shark die?
No.
Bull sharks are no joke, man.
He stabbed it, but the shark did not die, as far as they know.
That's what the guy had said, like, oh, no, it takes more than what I did. I was just pissed and, you know.
Damn.
All right. Like, yeah, all right.
What, look, I'm not saying to stab a shark, right? But
you're not pro shark stabbing.
But there's a lot of sharks. And then if you're fishing, and you recognize them, and he keeps eating your fish as you're catching them.
Well, there's a lot of things that steal fish from a line.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, it could be a sea lion. It could be a number of things.
It'd be worse if it were a sea lion. People would have a much different reaction if he were stabbing a sea lion.
Well, half the time, though, the issue is you pull it in, you just got half a fish.
Yes.
And you can tell a shark bit it in half.
Yeah, or a barracuda. They'll take half your fish, too.
Yeah, I can fathom where this guy's coming from.
I understand,
and obviously he knows. He's like, he's just pissed, but it's like,
damn it,
the shark did die.
No, far as I know.
And you got to hurt.
Somehow far as
I
know,
shark said something to the other sharks.
That brother will stab you, man.
Yeah.
What do you do that perfectly fits your stereotype? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Angel. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing, guys?
Oh, a male angel. Let me think of a stereotype. You have pigtails, you're riding a one-speed bike, and you have drugs on you.
You're the devil.
Yep. That was me when I was little. Hey, have you ever seen that movie, that The Old Man and the Sea, with Mr. Tracy?
I read it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did not see the movie. I read the book because it was 103 pages. But if I knew...
Spencer Tracy was the actor. He caught the fish, and then the shark ate it. If I was the guy from Florida, I would do the same thing, man.
Okay. All right.
Angel will stab a shark. You understand?
Yeah. So what happened to me was when I was stationed at Fort Lewis and back in 1986, I was sleeping because I had guard duty. And the CQ, the guy in charge of the quarters, came over to the room and waked me up. He said, Angel, can you help me here? He said, what's going on? It's like this old, this lady locked her keys in her car, and I need somebody to help me open it up. And
I know you know how to break in.
Yeah, you probably know how to do that. And I just look at him. He's a brother from Philadelphia. So I just look at him and it's like, really, man? And then I went down there with a hanger and I opened the car and went back. Now this is the part is like black, white, Mexico. Where I'm from? You guys from the East Coast?
Yeah.
Okay, you know my accent, so you probably can tell.
Well, if you're wrong on this one, you might get pissed.
Right.
No. I don't care.
Florida.
No. Just you guys from the East Coast. You see a lot of them around you.
Are you actually Mexican descent, or are you just Hispanic?
Okay, I'm Hispanic. Okay?
I'd say Guatemalan.
Papi, come on. Papi, I'm from Puerto Rico, bro.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
So you're from New York.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're from New York.
That's what I'm saying. No, but I'm from the island, but the reputation that we have, that we steal cars. And that's why the guy picked me up from the bunch of us.
I like the fact that a brother from Philly was like, oh, breaking into cars? Yeah, let me get my man. Because if you weren't there, it'd have been the guy from Philly.
But the fact that you did it.
Right.
You know, like, we know a guy. We work with a guy. I'm going to say his name, Ryan Castle. But if you needed to get something out of your car and you locked it, he's the guy that breaks into your car.
But where is he from?
He can also steal your car. Yakima.
Everett.
Same difference.
Yes. Right.
When it comes to being a criminal.
I'm just saying, it's like, he wouldn't be. I'm like, oh, he's from Everett. He can break into your car. And the thing is, he's like, I can hotwire it, I can steal it, the whole nine. And as he'll say, I learned it as a kid in Everett.
Right.
It's not some new skill he picked up in radio. He's like, oh, yeah, because that's kind of something that we did back in the day, man.
That's exactly what happened to me. I learned in the hood.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it goes, man. And that's why those stereotypes today. I just like that they sought you out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Angel, there's no way you can't do this. So go ahead and do it.
Okay. Well, okay, in your instance, being tall and black, if you're not an A1 basketball player, do people think that that's weird? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't think they think it's weird, but they're shocked when I say no. Because you right?
Yeah.
You always get, hey, where'd you play ball? And then you have tattoos the whole night. Right. But the flip side is, you play any instruments? Yeah, man, I play an instrument. Is it bass? I almost have to drop my head like, yeah, goddamn it, man. It is.
There's a guy.
And I tried to deflect it once by going, hey, Tony's a black dude. He's the best guitar player you're ever going to hear. And he's like, we're not talking about Tony. Talk about you. Can Tony also play bass? Yes, Tony can also play bass.
Mm-hmm. This makes me look like the racist, but like...
Oh, you're racist.
We don't...
So just say it.
Of the two people we know that can't swim, the one guy, when he told me, and just, look, it's not right, but my reaction, I went, but you're white.
Right.
And he was like, what does that have to do with anything? And I was like, well... There's a stereotype. It's not our team.
I assume that every white person I meet can swim.
Right.
You know, I mean,
until I moved here.
Right. I mean, just the assumption. I don't think to myself, they're white, they can swim. But if they said, we're going to the beach, if it's a bunch of white people, I'd be like, they're going to be in the water. Yeah. And then if I would not say who it is, but if he were to say, man, I can't swim, I would have so many questions for him. Like, where'd you grow up?
Oh, seriously.
How did this happen? Because apparently, like, all white people are born in the ocean, and no, they swam to land and then carry on their life here.
Hey, when I was trying to figure out
how many brothers have you seen in the Summer Olympics swimming?
Zero.
Wait, there is one.
One.
On the
You're done. Right. Thank you.
One.
Right.
One. Well, when I went up to
there's one.
Yeah. Went up to
and he had to be rescued.
I was at Snoqualmie, and I was trying to learn how to ski. So this kid,
this
kid is this kid's about 25 years old.
Stereotype is
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's about frozen water, too.
Yeah, exactly. So he takes me up, and he's like, all right. He's like, so how many times have you done this? And I was like, this is my first time. He's like, you can't ski at all. And I was like, no. And he's like, wow. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, did you grow up here? And I was like, no, I've been here for about 5 years or whatever the deal is. He's like, where did you grow up? And I was like, West Virginia. And he's like, don't they have skiing in West Virginia? And I was like,
they do.
Yeah, actually, they do have skiing in West Virginia. He's like, you've never skied before. He's like, you're the oldest white person that I've ever given a lesson to.
Really?
Oh, and I was like,
white person. I like you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is.
That's what he said. He said, you are the oldest white man I've ever given a lesson to. This is crazy.
Damn.
And he's like, you're getting pretty quick. He's like, but I just, he's like, I just never,
I've never,
I've never given a lesson to an old white guy before.
Well, hey man, my father is a friend.
God damn, when was this?
This was 2010. I mean, we've been here five years.
So where
years.
Were you, maybe, where were you, 40?
2010, yeah.
Just old white guy.
Still, like, old white guy.
He could not believe that I had no skills. He's like, do you know pizza and french fries? And I'm like, no. He's like, oh, my God. Okay, we're going to start there.
Here we go.
We're going to start there. He goes, I want you to watch these kids right here that are all learning. And they're all like four.
Of course.
Five years
children.
I mean, just one kid looked like he was two and just zipping around. By the way, kids, no poles.
No.
So they're kind of flying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got poles. I'm trying to balance and everything else, man. And he's got me in pizza and french fries. He's like, I can't believe this. We're going to do pizza and french fries.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.